Hey, bonjour, all you gardening cats and gators. Welcome to the May 5th Gardening with Cisco. And, hey, I hope you're enjoying this incredible weather. I'm kind of excited. I don't have a garden talk this afternoon. I thought I did. And then I talked to Mary. She's off in England hiking. She said, no, you dim, that's next week. So, oh, la, la. Hey, my guest today is Nita Jo Roundtree. It's always so wonderful to have you on the show, Nita Jo.
Oh, it's always great to be on with you, Cisco. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm really happy you're here. And we got a lot of fun things to tell people about. But before I do, I just want to say hi to the people I spoke to. And I also want to mention a plant. And I'm wondering if you know this plant. It's called Bartletina sordida, and it's supposed to be a kind of a Joe Pye weed thing, and it's drought-tolerant as a rock, according to this tag I'm holding, and has really dark, like velvet purple foliage.
Wow.
Check that out. Read that on the back.
Did you mention this on another one of your shows and you couldn't think of the name of it?
Last week, I was trying to tell somebody.
I actually was listening to you and I thought, man, I need to get that plant.
It's really beautiful and it's just looking great in my garden. I got it in a pretty dry spot that things suffer like mad because dry shade is hard.
Yeah.
And I'm always trying to come up with new ideas. So I'll be testing this, but
3 feet high, that's a good size.
Yeah, so I walked into Malbec's, and the minute they saw me, they ran over with it. I said, you need this. And the minute I saw it, I went, oh, I do need that. That's what I love every nursery I go to. You know, they come up with the coolest plant and go, you need this. And they know I'm going to buy it no matter what.
It's pretty easy to get either one of us to buy a plant.
Oh, yeah. You're even worse than me. Oh, man. Okay. So I was just at Wells Medina the other day, and I got two of those. I just love those Lagerstromia's crepe myrtles with the red foliage.
You got more of those? Because you got those last time.
Yeah, I moved one to a new spot, which is getting covered up already by a clematis, but I'm going to have to deal with that. And then I bought, instead of Moonlight, I got Midnight Madness with pink flowers, but it's not because of the flowers. It's got a more of a bushy form, Moonlight Madness with white flowers, which never has bloomed yet, but I don't really care. It's straight as an arrow upward, real narrow.
Well, that's good for those narrow locations.
Yeah.
Or as an accent in a container.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be really cool. Yeah. I love that. They stay red as a beet. So
the foliage does all year long?
Yep. Yeah, I really like it. Huh. So until it drops off in the winter. Just for people listening. Okay, I got to say hi first to everyone who came to my talk in Nisqually in Yelm at the Nisqually Home and Garden Show. That was really a lot of fun. And thanks to all you folks that came to hear me speak. The crowd kept getting bigger and bigger as I went on, which I love. And then I drove over to Gordon's Nursery. So you've never been to Gordon's Nursery in Yelm?
No, now we're in Yelm.
Yeah, it's right in downtown Yelm.
Ooh.
Which, you don't get to downtown Yelm every day,
No.
But it's a really nice, classy nursery.
Wow, and a new nursery to check out.
Yeah. So if you're ever driving through Yelm, zip in there, it's quite nice. And then I ended up giving people garden advice while I was here. They were trying to decide which dogwood to buy, but I'm glad I was there because I told them, don't get that Cornus Florida. You're going to get that anthracnose, So,
yeah.
All right. So now, hey, I got to say hi to everyone that came to the King County Master Gardener pre-sale. So garden pre-sale. And oh, my gosh, was that a fun party. So I saw Richie and Rick there because they were giving away posters for great plant picks. And Nancy was there for the BBG.
Yeah, the Botanical Garden.
So that was really cool. And but they did it different this year, which really surprised me. So they do fun things like they have all these chefs, which I'll list their names real quick in a minute. But they all make these great hors d'oeuvres, and everybody votes who's their favorite.
Wow.
And they had my great, great friend Lynn Villa, my TV partner, you know, that we often cook together. And she was the celebrity chef that had to pick the best one, too. So it was a public and celebrity chef. And the funny thing is we were talking, and I had to confess that I still make Brussels sprout quesadillas because she said she wasn't going to cook with me anymore if I didn't stop cooking those. But the funniest thing was I'm out in the, you know, this is the first time they've allowed the public into the sale, but only if you want to go to the party, you got to pay the cash and go in and have fun in the party part. So, and then there were all these great gifts they auctioned off. It was great. I made them all do a stumper to win them. But the funniest part was my buddy Marcia Dillon and I, and she is the tomato woman. She's the one that grows all the tomatoes. In fact, they're having their sales, so they have a couple of sales. So the Master Gardener Demo Garden sale is going to be Saturday, May 12th from 10 to 2. So it's not where it usually is. It's at the Big Pitcher School, and that's at 14844 Southeast 22nd, so 148th Southeast East and 22nd Street. She has grown 60 varieties of tomatoes for this. I came home with a Tasmanian chocolate.
Wow.
They're dwarf now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're growing these dwarf tomatoes. And this will have these chocolate-colored tomatoes that she said are so sweet that, like, you know, it turns your sideburns curly with one bite. And
that would be great for a container.
That's where mine's going to go.
Yeah.
Because Mary gets to do the veggie garden this year, so I'm going to do some tomatoes and things. I always put lettuce around them in there.
Oh, pretty.
It's the way to go, you know.
It
is. They're going to have a lot of dwarfs. They're going to have a lot of the blue tomatoes, which actually are good for your eyes. They're really great because they used to make the pilots in the RAF in World War II eat blueberries all the time.
Hmm.
It's got the same stuff blueberries have, so it's
Is
really
it a blueberry
good.
Cross?
I don't think so. I don't know how they're making a blue. And she said the chocolate ones are really popular right now, so they're going to have a lot of chocolate ones. And Ed Hume just gave me Great White, which they were selling, but they sold out last night. But they'll have it at the next sale. It's a dwarf white tomato, but it's bigger than a cherry tomato. But Marcia said the white ones take forever to ripen up. So that's the problem.
Unless we have another really hot summer.
Yeah, we got to hope for the best or we're not going to be seeing, or you're going to get them very end of summer, which is depressing as can be.
It is.
Then it gets cold.
Freeze.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to say, it was really funny. So I didn't realize that they had opened the thing. I wondered why there were 8 million people in the sale, but I didn't know they had opened it up to the public. So I went back into the party, you know, and got a nice glass of wine. And Marcia and I are out looking. We're putting Cisco's favorite things on the plants. By the way, the sale's going today. I'm not sure when it ends, but it's only today, the second part of the sale. So you might want to get down there to COH if you want. They had great plants, and you'll see which ones are my favorite, unless they sold out and they put them in a new one.
They might have done that.
That happens. But so we're walking around with our glasses of wine, and people are going,
"Where'd you get that?
Where'd you get that?" And I'm like, "What do you mean it's in the party in there?" And then people are going, "You're not supposed to bring it up." I figured, it's too late now, you know. Oh la la! And that wine was from Grassy Wine Estates, and he's got a place in Woodinville. Oh my gosh, was that good.
Really?
I had the cab, and I was just like, man, oh, man, it was just so delicious. I had to have a second glass, no matter what. So that was so fun. And just quick, so that the people that were cooking last night, Pyramid Catering, Chef Karen Binkhurst, and she has won so many years. She is so good. Chef Karen Oh, no. Home Meals with Karen and Lavish Roots. But the big winner was Peter Dijkstra and Jelan's Shaw. So if you want some good food, get Peter Dijkstra or Jelan's Shaw. But I got to say this, Jelan Eshaw, it was a fierce competition.
They were all great.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about all the exciting things because you are doing everything on Earth coming up. All right, we'll be right back. 97.3 Cairo FM.
This is Gardening with Cisco on the all-new Cairo Radio Weekends, brought to you by PacificTopSoil.com and Molbacks in Woodinville. Ooh la la. Here's Cisco.
Ooh la la. Now, I want to talk about all the stuff you're doing, but I have to ask you about your pest problem right in the middle of Bellevue.
I can't believe it. I mean, I live close to where Bellevue Way intersects 520.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And I have deer. I mean, I didn't have deer for 16 years that I lived there, and now they have found me.
So
and
you, one morning you get up and there's a big old deer just chomping away.
Two
deer.
Two.
And if you've ever seen Nita Joe's garden, you know that, oh my God, not good.
It is a deer eating paradise.
Oh God, yeah, you're the rose queen. Those roses.
And they came. We had all that rain in March, 4 inches of rain in March, and so I didn't spray the pest repellent on there or the deer repellent.
The Bobex you use?
Yes.
Yep.
And I was waiting until this monsoon was over, and so I was going to spray like the next day. I go out there, and they had eaten the tips off of all my roses.
Oh, no!
Every rose almost.
So they're not going to bloom for a long
time? Well, it'll be a while.
Oh, man.
And I had tulips blooming all over the place.
Oh,
they did not touch a single tulip.
So they prefer roses to tulips.
Yes, apparently.
Oh, God, they love roses.
That's their favorite.
Because I always hear about that.
Yeah. But this Bobex really works, but the trick is you have to spray it.
Yeah, and you got to do it fairly often.
Well, actually, it's supposed to be good for 4 months, but I'm not waiting. I sprayed it last year. And it worked.
It worked.
It really worked.
Yeah, boy. So that's a pain.
No kidding. I mean, this highly populated area.
And you got to get a wiener dog. It's the only control. Well, I got to tell you about my pests. I had two of them. So I'm cooking myself a Brussels sprout, quesadilla, you know, and broccoli Brussels sprout. And I was about ready. I just got the quesadilla off the grill, and I stuck it on the cabinet, and I hear a noise, and I'd already taken my salad out there. So I run out to see what it is. Here's this huge crow picking the croutons off my salad.
Oh, just the croutons.
Just the croutons.
They didn't want the Brussels
sprouts. No, they didn't. No, no. This is only the salad. So I run out and yell, and then I grab the salad and bring it in with me thinking, am I going to eat this or not after that dirty crow was on there, you know? And I walk into the kitchen and the other pest is hard at work. Izzy's up on the counter gobbling, just chomping down on my quesadilla.
Oh, no.
I was so mad. I'm like, I must be living a bad life or something.
You need Mary to come home soon.
I need Mary get home. Oh, God. Hey, so there's a whole lot going on here coming up right away, huh?
Oh, there is. I mean, the next week is just amazing. We're having Mother's Day at the Bellevue Botanical Garden.
So what does that involve?
It's just free. It's for people to come and enjoy the garden.
Oh, wonderful.
But then they also have posy making for the children so they can make a little flower bouquet
for their mother. Oh,
and
cool.
There's music. They've got four different groups performing in the education building.
Wow.
There's a ballroom dance demonstration from 10:30 until noon. They have clean air artists spaced throughout the garden. I had to look that up. What in the world is clean air painting? And it is about leaving the four walls of your studio behind and experiencing painting and drawing in the landscape.
Oh, well, that's the only way to do it.
La-ti-da.
Yeah.
So all of that is going on, and it's free.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, the BBG is, the Bellevue Botanical Garden is just such a beautiful garden, too. It's such a wonderful place to go to.
Yes, and it's just a great time of year. And the Rock Garden is looking absolutely beautiful, which leads me into our Rock Garden lecture.
Yes.
That we're going to have on May the 16th. Joseph Tykonovich.
You said that. I was waiting for you to have to try to. How does that guy
practicing.
Sign a check? It would take 15 minutes.
I know. I'll tell you, it's been a real challenge for me to learn how to pronounce that name. And sometems I still don't get through it.
You better do it right in front of the whole crowd on the 16th.
Yes, I do. But he is amazing. At 32 years old, he's already written two books.
Oh, my gosh.
One on propagating plants and one on rock gardening.
Yeah, he sounds like the rock gardening expert. And his talk's going to be all about rock gardening, right?
Yeah. What's the name of the talk? I forgot the name of the talk, but it's about the new world of rock gardening.
That's going to be a really good talk.
So he is. He's supposed to be just a great speaker.
Oh, boy.
Just a lot of fun.
Good. I can't wait. I'm definitely going to be there. Okay, we got to take a break.
Okay.
So we'll tell you more, but that's over at the Bellevue Botanical Garden on the 16th, May 16th.
Right, Wednesday, May 16th, 7 o'clock. You can make reservations on the Bellevue Botanical Garden website.
Great. Okay, hey, we'll be right back. Nita Joe Roundtree is here with me, and we're just having a good time. But if you want to call 1-888-973-CHIRO, 1-888-973-5476, I promise we will not be stumped. Right back on 97.3 CHIRO FM.
You're listening to Gardening with Cisco on the all-new CHIRO Radio Weekends.
Hey, David, hang on a bit. I see you're waiting to ask a question, but I want to talk about something that I'm involved in. I'm really excited about that is helping a fundraiser to help Bellevue Botanical Garden. It's going to be one heck of a party.
Oh, this is so amazing. Join us for On the Rocks at the Maranacos Rock Center in Issaquah. We're having as our guest Cisco Morris.
Oh, la la.
And our rock gardening speaker, Joseph Tykonovich. I almost didn't make that one.
You're doing pretty good.
But it's going to be a gourmet Celtic style dinner with Irish whiskey tasting, a full dinner, a tour of their stone fabrication shop. I'm really interested to see how they make all these huge boulders into all these pieces and forms and water features and all that kind of stuff.
And I'm so into these new rock walls people are building with no
beautiful,
cement.
Oh, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and they have this really cool cloche there made out of rocks. It's based on an Irish cloche, and people used to really live in these things. And
wow,
have you seen the picture anyway?
I gotta see that because I just got back from Ireland not long ago.
And there's going to be a live five-piece Irish-themed band called the Stout Ponders. They're going to be playing there. I went on the internet and I heard some little segments of their recorded music. It's really fun. It's very lively.
Good. Yeah. Wow.
And also at this dinner, we are going to auction off a private tour for six people of the Amazon Spheres.
Oh, man. I've been there twice now.
Twice?
Yeah. I did a thing with CHIRO over there where we gave talks to grade school kids and got a fantastic tour again of the spectacular sphere. So all I could say is whoever wins that is getting a real treat.
Well, you and I are going to auction it off.
Oh, boy.
So that's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that should go for a lot.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
So anyway, this dinner, it's Tuesday, May 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. You can buy tickets on the Bellevue Botanical Garden website. It's $165 a person, which is a real deal considering all that you're getting.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get a great deal. dinner, great wine.
Wine.
Whiskey tasting. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Live music.
So, live music, whiskey tasting. This could be a wild affair.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
Well, that's great. So, and just anybody, if you're, you know, if you are used to just going to Cisco.com, just go to hit links and then hit gardens and you'll find the Bellevue Botanical Garden. You can go in that way too.
Yeah, so. Or BellevueBotanical.org.
Yep, you can't. That's not the hardest thing
I think you can remember that.
Okay, hey, I got one more question. You're giving a talk on May 13th.
Yes, Mother's Day.
Oh, cool. It's going to be.
There's going to be a Heronswood Open May 15th.
12th and 13th.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And they're going to have plant vendors there, all these specialty growers, which, of course, are our favorites.
You're so lucky. You get to go to those all the time. I never get to go to any of these opens.
You don't, because they're usually on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So this is Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, they're having it 2 days this time.
Wow. So that's a big one.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? Backtracking a little bit. At the lecture, which is May 16th, the Rock Gardening Lecture.
What's his name again?
You dog. Joseph Tykonovich, thank you very much.
Wow.
Well, Sue and Kelly from Far Reaches Farm are going to be selling plants there.
Oh, great. So there are some fantastic rare plants. I wonder if they'll have any of that podophyllum. Is it deforme?
Deforme.
Oh, my gosh. Mine came up this year. I'm so excited because I killed one.
Yeah.
It got overcrowded.
Well, mine so far only has one leaf. It had two leaves last year.
This year.
Well,
you better fertilize that guy.
I know.
I'm going to fertilize mine today when I get home. Oh, la, la.
So anyway, they're going to be selling plants there.
Great.
And they're also selling plants at the Heronswood Open on May the 12th.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, they're not going to be there on the 13th.
No.
They must have something they got to do.
Probably so. Probably giving a talk.
Are you giving a rose talk? What are you doing?
I am on the 13th, Mother's Day, at 11 in the morning. In fact, there's talks both days, free lectures. There's two each day. I'm on Mother's Day talking about including gorgeous disease-free roses into your garden.
Man, your book is so good.
Oh, thank you.
And roses. And the thing is, it's so exciting to have all these roses. So I'm putting a lot of new roses in my garden now.
Oh, great. Are you going to get that South Africa this year? You did.
I got it. I got one for Mary, too. So she's got it, too, which I have. But what can you do? But I can't wait to see it bloom. It's going to be a while.
It shouldn't. Too long.
It was so bare root when I planted it, but
but
it's growing.
Still, it's going to bloom. I bet you it'll bloom in June.
It should.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And I got Dark Desire in a new spot. I got to find the right color to go with that. That's an odd red.
Yeah, it's a purpley red.
Yeah.
So
those are trickier.
Something ivory, maybe, or blue.
Yeah.
Blue
I'm talking to the color expert of all time right here. No. So, something blue.
Actually, you know what? I have mine next to that rose Poseidon because it's kind of a mauve-y lavender color.
Oh, yeah. I could see it.
So they kind of play off of each other.
That's good.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. You gave me some good ideas. Okay. We better go. So don't forget that at Heronswood, it's free to go and go to the talk, but you got to pay $10 to go to the garden. But why wouldn't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Oh, geez, yes.
But the plant sale is free and the lectures are
free. That's right. So it's a great deal.
Yeah.
But you better line up to get into Nita Joe's talk early. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, please come. I want everybody to come. And then Dan speaks after I do.
Oh, boy. So that's good that they did it in that order, huh?
Yeah.
I don't like following Dan.
I don't either. But the only good thing about that is I could just lock the doors and not let anybody out.
There you go. That's a good idea. Okay, so that's 11 o'clock.
11
May
o'clock?
13th.
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's
Great
Day.
Great place to take your mom.
Nice.
I mean, that's a really special garden
special,
to go to.
Yeah. Wow, too great.
Yeah, and you can buy her a plant while you're at it.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a wonderful gift for a mom. She won't know what it is. They're all so rare, but she'll like it. We guarantee it.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, listen, David, we're going to pop you on the air right now. Thanks so much for calling us here on Gardening with Cisco.
Cisco, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, just fantastic.
Great. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Cool.
It's going to be tough to follow you and Nita's discussion about the roses. I'm going to take it in a different direction and go under the ground. We've got a problem with moles. We've been fighting them in our vegetable beds for a couple of years now. Actually went last year and pulled all the dirt and put wire across the bottom, put all the soil back in, and they still, I don't know if they've come through the wire or they just crawled over the beds, but they're back in there and they're living in there and they're loving our gardens.
Oh, so yeah. Moles,
we do.
They pop out of the ground and they walk, you know, at night. A friend of mine was gardening and a mole popped out right next to her out of the ground. She grabbed it without thinking, screamed the top of her lungs and threw it at least 100 yards into the sky. That was the end of that mole.
But lucky.
Yeah. So the problem is that, you know, you could try repellents, but you got to do them a lot. A lot of people swear by mint. So you could, there's a recipe in my website. If you went to, you have to go to gardening and then topics and you'll see moles. I wrote a book on moles in there. And it does tell how to trap them, even though it's illegal. But what you do in your own garden is what you do. But, the baits don't work. Baits have to move. They eat worms and things.
Well, I'll tell you what really does work, and it's legal, is a hunter cat.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
I had a cat that was a major league hunter, and I'll tell you, those moles, voles, anything that moved did not have a chance at all.
Yeah, but guess what? One time when I was doing consulting when I was a certified arborist, I go to this woman's house who I've become good friends with, and I go see her now and then. First time I ever met her, I was looking at her tree, but she had molehills everywhere. While we're talking, this cat that is like five times wider than long, struggling to get out the kitty door. I looked at her, I said, if you put that cat on a diet, it'll start catching these moles. She goes, are you sure about this? I said, am I the horticulturist here, you know? So she put this cat on a diet like you wouldn't believe. That was 10 years ago. It has caught exactly
zero
moles. It is the laziest cat there ever was. It's skinny now, but it's lazy. And when I go visit my friend, I walk in the house, the cat growls at me. It knows I'm the guy that put it on the diet, you know? So, but you're so right. A good cat, but yeah, you never know if they're going to be good.
Well, if you get them young, you know, they usually start out wanting to pounce on everything that moves.
That's true. So that's
it's a good sign that.
Do you let your cats out?
No.
Yeah. See, that's the problem because in our neighborhood, there's about 20 signs for missing cats right now, and I had coyotes circling Izzy and I on the golf course the other night.
Oh my gosh.
So that's the problem with cats. You don't have a cat, do you, David?
No, we don't, but we do have coyotes out here.
Oh, well, never mind getting a cat then.
Yeah, if you get a cat, that's not going to be a long lasting.
No, that's coyote bait.
So you might try mint. You might try that recipe in my thing. I'm going to give you one other suggestion. It might not be good for worms and things in your garden, but I'm going to tell you about it. And I saw this work, road flares. Road flares, you push down all the molehills, you stick a road flare in there, maybe in a couple, and those burn underground for a long, long time.
Yeah, my neighbor was telling, he actually, because some of my moles go over to his place and some of his moles come over to my place, and he's tried that before, but I didn't know about putting them in a vegetable garden.
Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't put it right in the veggie garden, and it might kill all your worms. I don't know what it does down there. Yeah. I asked our extension agent, George Pinu, about it, and he said, well, I don't see any reason why you can't tell people, but we both had no idea what it's really doing, and I probably wouldn't do it at my house because I love my worms and everything so much. I just don't want to risk it. I use the lime occasion or the mint occasionally. And I don't live in real heavy mole country, and it works.
I knew a woman, Marion Rates. She had a great big garden in the Bellevue area. And she didn't mind the moles because, you know, they'd leave these mounds. And she just scooped the dirt up and spread it around.
That's what you got to do. If you pound them down, they push it back up.
Yeah. She just scooped it out and spread it around. And it didn't really bother her.
The problem in a veggie garden, if they're underneath, they're not going to eat your veggies, but they might undermine them, that let the roots be out in the air.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
That kills the
veggies.
Well,
if you go out there every day, though.
Yeah. Well,
and just kind of fill it in.
What you could do is you could maybe, okay, we got to take a break in a second.
What you could do is
build that fence up higher and put it, and make sure that it goes underground to connect to where you've got the underground one. It's going to be a lot of work to do that, but I think that will keep the moles out of your garden. But see, the main runs go out of that veggie garden somewhere else. So you got to find where those are to get in the veggie garden, and you got to set up mole traps.
Yeah.
You got to catch them.
Yeah.
But once you do that, and then you fence it all off, you'll have no more mole problems.
Yeah, my fiance is vigilant. She's out there every day trying to catch them and find out where they're getting in. And they burrow up, and like you said, the roots will be exposed. And so she's out there every day.
We have to take a break, but read my deal in Cisco.com, CISCOE.com. Okay. So make sure you go to Gardening and Topics. And you'll find out so much about moles, how they do the main runs, the whole nine yards. Typically, there's no more than five per acre. The problem is I got to go. But if you live in a mole country, they're going to keep trying to come back. You got to fence them out. Okay, David, thank you for your call.
Good luck.
Bye. Right back, 97.3 Cairo FM.
This is Gardening with Cisco on the all-new Cairo Radio Weekends.
Okay, well, we just chatted away about moles so long, we kind of ran out of time. So sorry, other people who tried to call in, because the show's pretty much coming to a grinding halt pretty quick.
I know, we need more time.
We do need more time.
Cisco, your show needs to be longer.
I think so, too. Either that or I got to quit telling all my best stories, and we don't want that to happen no matter what. But I'm really excited about this thing at the Rock Garden for the Bellevue Botanical Garden.
Oh, yes, at Marinacos Rock Center, the full dinner, appetizers.
Hey, I got a question about that. So it used to be in Falls City.
I don't know where they used to be. I know now they're in Issaquah, and it's really convenient. It is so easy to get there. You get on I-90 going east, and you get off at exit 22, and bang, it is right there.
Wow,
right
wow,
off
cool
the exit.
As can be.
So it couldn't be easier. They have plenty of parking there. They have this amazing event center with two fireplaces, two kitchens, this whole big space where we're going to set up all these beautiful tables for the full dinner. So,
and I know what the dinners are like, having been to a couple of these.
Yeah, you will not go home hungry.
Are they going to serve Brussels sprout quesadillas?
I don't think it'll be quesadillas, but I have a feeling Kathleen will have Brussels sprouts for you.
That's when you know that you're a real celebrity, you know.
When they cook things especially for you.
So I hope lots of people come, because it's going to be a really great party.
Yeah, the Stout Pounders five-piece Celtic band.
Oh, my gosh. Does that sound fun?
It is. I imagine a few people will be up dancing.
Oh, yeah. So is this kind of Irish music then?
Yeah, it's Irish-themed music. As a matter of fact, I went on the internet to look them up, and they are leading a tour of Ireland in the fall.
Oh, now go to all the best music?
Yeah,
you're going to want to talk to those guys. Yeah. Anybody that wants to go see Ireland, which is so wonderful.
Yeah, well, I looked, and they're going to some of the places that you and I went on our separate tours.
Wow, cool as can be.
Yeah.
Oh, that is wonderful. Jeez.
And then, of course, there's the Heronswood Open up with the lectures and plant sales and my lecture, 11 o'clock on Sunday.
On Mother's Day, that's pretty dang cool. Perfect lecture, and you'll enjoy it. You know, get your singing voice ready.
That's right. Everybody has to sing in my lectures. That's a prerequisite.
Oh, man, I don't think I could get away with that. All right, we're running out of time. Nita Joe Roundtree, it's always so much fun to have you on the show.
Oh, you're the one who's fun, Cisco. Thank you so much. La, la.
All right. Well, listen, I hope I see lots of you at all these fun events coming up. I'm going to be at the Tukwila Wildlife Festival next Saturday at 1:30. So I hope lots of you come. There will be a link on my website soon. And AJ, thanks for keeping the show going. Always appreciate it. See everybody next week. Bye-bye.